From WGCU News, I'm Amy Tardiff. Susan Adger's forebears came to Florida in the late 1800s and have now been here for five generations. True Florida crackers, Susan's family loved to tell stories about their adventurous ancestors. It's the memories of these tales that formed the basis of this collection of linked short stories that shed a light on the not-so-simple life of early Floridians, reviewed today by Sally Bissell.
Newcomers to Florida may not realize that there was a time, long before the Gulf View high-rises and the Mediterranean villages with Tuscan names, when the Sunshine State was as bucolic as a Kansas cornfield. Author Susan Adger does not want those times to be forgotten. The subtitle of her first book is Stories from a Small Florida Town in the 30s. She's named that town Toad Springs, and it's inhabited by a cast of characters as quirky as its name implies. Take, for instance, Flavy Stroudamore, a gadget kind of guy who got in way over his head when he married a woman who inherited her daddy's strawberry farm. Flavy hated every day he had to work in those fields, and he made his wife and kids just as miserable as he was. That is, until he got the brainstorm. Rumor had it that there was a three-legged gator out in the swamp behind the farm. Flavy started building a pen, hauled that sucker out of the muck, and lo and behold, when the mud was washed off, there right above the gator's stump was a white scar, the spitting image of Jesus. "Precious Lord," his wife exclaimed, and the name stuck. People came from miles around to get a look at Precious, and before long, Stroudamore's rare reptile ranch was a vacation destination. You'll also meet Buck Blander, pastor of the Church of Everlasting Liability. When he was only 13, Buck was visited by an angel of the Lord named Lynette. She told him he'd be a preacher when he grew up. What she didn't say was that he'd have to face a stint in Rayford Prison before landing a gig at the church in Toad Springs. But hey, the Lord works in mysterious ways, right? And then there's the complicated politics of running the church sewing circle, a thankless job if ever there was one, as Carrie June Riley Neal found out. Fear of public speaking hobbled Carrie June almost as much as did her very intimidating and bossy older sister, Sorry May. And sure enough, Carrie no sooner called the first meeting to order and passed around her famous sugar cookies than Sorry May began interrupting. As the weeks passed, disagreements arose over everything, from who had the least amount of time to devote to the refreshments to which quilt pattern should be stitched for the fundraiser. But one thing readers won't have to ponder is which of the sisters is the more stubborn. Adger perfectly captures the speech patterns of these old Florida crackers, a term that she explains is not at all derogatory. Her homespun tales, loaded with gentle humor, are psychologically spot on, whether it's country folk in the 1930s or sophisticated adults in 2016. Under the surface, we all share the same human foibles.
The book is Seashells, Gator Bones, and the Church of Everlasting Liability by Susan Adger. Sally Bissell is a retired Lee County librarian who also writes reviews for Library Journal. Find her reviews online at wgcunews.org and search for Florida Book Page.